Sach Mashiach Bar Gal Mishnah Bar Kupa Shehi Malaya Termisim Uvinas Nua L'Toch Mikvah. Somebody who has a basket that's full of termisim, a type of vegetable, and he places the entire basket inside a mikvah. Moshe Yadav B'Nozel Termisim Mitayich Behem Tahar. A person at his tummy can stick his hand into the basket and take out the termisim from the basket, and the termisim would be tar. They would not become tummy, even though a person that was tummy took them out. The reason why they don't become tummy is because the termisim are not mukshar. As even though they became wet from the water in the mikvah. Water from a mikvah cannot be mashir peret. Chazal went out from a pasuk, the only water that is not in the ground can be mashir peret. The water in the mikvah is in the ground. So therefore they can't be mashir the termisim. The termisim are not yet susceptible to become tummy. And even though when he took the termisim out of the mikvah, there's still some water on the termisim. That water, even though it's no longer attached to the mikvah, cannot be mashed to the termisim, as it's no nichalei. It doesn't want that water on the termisim, so therefore, that water cannot be mashed to the termisim. And since termisim are not mukshur, they cannot become tameh, even though a person that is tameh came into contact with them. Helam and amai. But if the person that was tameh took the entire basket with the termisim inside out of the mikvah, in such a case, the termisim are now mukshur to be makabel tumah. And since he took the basket out of the water, there's still some water in the basket, and that water that's no longer attached to the mikvah would be mashed to the termisim. As a person is nichalei in the water that remains in the basket, as he wants the inside walls of the basket to be rinsed off from that water, so since he is nichalei in that water, and that water is no longer attached to the mikvah, it would be mashed to the termisim. Hanogim b'kupa tmeim u'shar kar termisim tahar. So therefore, the termisim that are in contact with the walls of the basket would become tameh. As the person who took out the basket is tummy, and he is mitame the basket. The basket becomes a rishon latuma, and the termisim that are touching the walls of the basket become a sheni latuma. So those termisim are tummy, while the rest of the termisim that are not in contact with the actual walls of the basket would remain tar. And even though they are mukshir to be makabel tuma, they're susceptible to become tummy, but they don't actually become tummy since they're not touching the walls of the basket. Even though they are touching the termisim that become tummy, termisim that become tummy are only a sheni latuma. And a sheni latuma cannot make other things into a shlishi latuma if those things are not truma or kachim, they're just chulin. They're non-kachim. Non-kachim cannot become a shlishi latuma. As a person who is an avatuma and took the basket out of the water causes the basket to be a rishon latuma. And that basket which is a rishon latuma would be metame the termisim that are in direct contact with the basket. And those termisim would be a sheni latuma. But the termisim that are not in direct contact with the basket, even though they are in direct contact with the termisim that become tame, they would not become tame, since you cannot have a shlishi latuma if it's not kachim or trum. Samen shebe ma'ara. Nida matichaso vuhuto. A radish that is in a cavern. There's a mikvah in that cavern, and that radish is wet from the mikvah. And he gets to rinse off the radish, and the radish would be tar. As we said, the water that's in a mikvah would not be machshir peret, does not cause peret to be susceptible to become tummy, since the water in the mikvah is in the ground, and water in the ground cannot be machshir. So therefore, even though Anita is tummy, when she rinses off the radish in the water of the mikvah, the radish would be tar, since it is not machshir, does not susceptible to become tummy. Halasso calls you, and I am tummy. But if she takes the radish even a little bit out of the water, then the water that's on the radish would be mashed to the radish, and the radish would now become coming from the nida. And she wants the water on the radish, she wants to rinse off the radish, so she is nichalei in that water. And since she took the radish out of the water, that water is no longer attached to the mikvah, so therefore that water would be mashed to the radish, and the radish would become coming from the nida, who rinses off the radish. Second, my share in paradal of Mishnah Zion, Heros and up Litoch Amach Hamayim, fruit that up into a stream of water. Parsha mi shahayu yadav tameos unnaman. Somebody whose hands were tame stuck his hands into the water to take the fruit out of the water. Yadav tahorim. The haperos tahorim. The person who stuck his hands into the water, his hands are now tar. His hands are no longer tame, and he can eat bread. As in order to eat bread, you don't necessarily have to wash them off with a coat. You can stick your hands into a stream, and that would allow you to eat bread. And the pears are tar. The pears are not mukshir to be makabel tuma. And since he didn't want the pears to fall into the stream, so it's low nichalei. He didn't want them to become wet, so it's not mukshir. It's not susceptible to become tuma. The emchishev sheyutchu yada yadav tahareis b'haperos b'chiyuta. But if when he stuck his hands into the water, to take the parrot out of the water. He also wanted to wash his hands off from the string. In such a case, his hands are tar, but the perot are b'chiyuta, the perot are now mukshir to be makabel tumah. And since he also wanted to wash his hands in the water, he's nichale in the water that's on his hands, he wants the water on his hands, so the water on his hands would be makshir the perot, cause the perot to be susceptible to become tumah.